And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
This is always fun. I've got my friend Aaron Schweitzer here. He's the publisher for The Source Weekly. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Thanks
Glad
for coming
to be
in.
Here.
So not too long ago, the Best of Bend edition came out. Is that the official title of this?
Yes.
This issue?
The Best of Central Oregon.
Oh, Best
there
of Central Oregon.
There is a Best of Bend section. There's also a Best of Redmond Sisters and Sun River.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to start controversy, but how come there's no Prineville?
Don't go there. We would have to expand. We've thought about it. It's in our circulation area, and we.
Well, I was going to say because I know that people read the source out there. Okay. Mattress too.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably the agency of Warm Springs.
Next year, people can call in and thank
not.
Dave Clemens.
You're not going to do it.
I'm saying I'm doing it. I'm going on the air right now on the record saying we're going to do it.
Well, I don't want to cause you a bunch of extra work. I just know that a lot of people enjoy your publication in those other areas too.
I think you enjoy giving me extra work.
I do. I really, really do. I would like to win in several different areas. I want you to go
best radio
best
personality in Prineville.
Yeah. That's why I started my career.
We probably should start this whole radio conversation with the fact that I am sitting with the winner.
Oh, that's right.
Best radio personality.
That's
Dave
fun.
Clemens.
That's fun.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was pretty excited to see that.
It's a hard fought one. There's a lot of talent out there, and you rose to the top, cream of the crop.
I lucked out. Well, I got to thank the listeners for that, right? Because this isn't driven by you guys. This is driven by your readers.
Yeah, it's a reader survey.
Right. And I didn't even think my listeners could read.
We had over 4,000 people vote in this one.
Oh, you did?
We crushed the...
is that more than usual?
One. Yeah. In the past, the record had been 3,005, and this was 4,007, I think.
Why is it growing? Why do you think you're getting more and more? I mean, everybody keeps saying newspaper is dead, but you guys keep growing. I heard that next year you're actually going to do a Best of Prineville.
Because we're growing.
Right? No, seriously.
It's true. This was our biggest issue ever in 2025, which is hard to believe if you listen to the to the social chatter out there.
Right,
We are growing, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that we just are doing a good job, I think, in the community. If I can pat myself on the back, we're doing good work right now.
Yeah. What kind of issues you guys tackle over there at The Source Weekly?
If it is relevant to the community, homelessness, city government, traffic, there's a lot of federal stuff that's really affecting Oregonians and Central Oregonians. So we normally we're hyper local, and as federal issues touch Oregon, we cover that, so and it's increasingly with all the changes in the budget and the way programs are allocated. We cover that in state, of course,
sure.
The legislature. So
sure.
All that stuff. But calendar, fun stuff like Best Of, Happy Hour Guide is coming out. We're doing a Top Docs issue this year, which will be a first.
Top Docs?
Yeah, so we wanted to look at doctors who are doing things outside of their normal work, which is incredible work, in the healthcare profession. But there's people flying over to Ghana and doing eye exams, and people here who are just going out to homeless camps and doing on-site, first aid visits. And I found that fascinating.
And is that going to be an ongoing feature, or just you're doing one publication for that?
Once a year.
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
Once a week, we're doing it. We look at what we're going to do for a special.
Okay, and then you said a happy hour edition.
Yeah, that's...
So different places, the good happy hours
good
around
happy
town.
Hours in the community where you can find a good old-fashioned, important things like that.
Sure, sure. Well, why not?
Right?
Like you said, I like... that's one thing I do like about The Source Weekly is you've got some hot topics, if you will, things people are talking about.
Right.
Maybe getting people a little... riled up with that, but then you also got, hey, here's a good place to go hang out, or this is what's going on,
After Top Docs, we start moving into the holidays, and we'll look at some gift guides. And
anyway, thank you for the recognition on the
how many is that? I know it's been choppy.
Okay, so
every
person this year that said congratulations asked me how many times is that now. I gotta be honest, I don't know.
Well, you're racking it up.
It's like it's pretty close to every other year.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the first one was 2008 when I was doing that show Dave and Brian in the Morning.
Uh-huh.
I think that was the first one.
Yeah.
And so it's been going for a long time. I mean, you guys were doing it right
Oh,
back then, right? Okay. I just want to make sure that I remembered that right.
1998 was the first year we did it.
Okay.
And,
Yeah. So I think my first one is either 2007 or 2008, because that's when I was doing that show.
Yeah. It used to be like 50 categories in 98. I think there's 220 now.
That's wild. How do you think of categories?
A lot of it at this point is community suggestions. You know, there's most everything's covered. So people got to make a pretty good case if we're going to add one. And our internal philosophy is if one comes in, one's got to go out.
Oh, really? Because you can't have too many.
Yeah, it's getting pretty big.
What's on the brink right now? What are you thinking about axing? You can't tell me that, can you?
No, I can't.
Because
I'll get lobbied.
Right. And if you ax something, you kind of want to do it under the radar, right? Because you don't want people complaining in advance.
But I go in and look at like how many votes did a category garner? Like if people care about it, they're voting in it. You know, and
oh, so do people? We'll skip something. So they might vote for best radio personality, yeah, but they're not going to vote for best hot dog and bend.
Exactly. Like we in order for your ballot to be counted, you've got to vote in at least 25 categories, which leaves a lot of categories you can leave blank.
Gotcha.
Some people are super dedicated and we love them and
they go through the whole thing
and they're knowledgeable and, you know.
But like I might not know best Mexican restaurant in Redmond.
And they skip it.
So I'll skip that.
Yeah. Right. And the outlying areas we expect to have, you know, less participation, but
sure.
So yeah, those, and I'll go in and look. Well, we had best boba tea. Do people care about boba tea?
I don't know, right? Yeah. You did have boba tea?
We did.
When it was a fad.
Yeah.
Because for a while there was a fad, right?
It is, and it's still growing, especially with all the food carts.
So you still have the boba tea in your...
We do. I'd use that as an example. It's probably still a very hot category.
Right, right. Is there a... what's the most controversial topic, do you think? Or is there? Not topic, but, you know, business to vote on. I mean,
for sure the food categories are the most controversial.
Yeah.
Because, and this is great. I mean, it's a democracy, so we love to hear from people. You know, you're voting, and surprise, your favorite Mexican may not win.
Right.
But, you know, it's... And that's the thing. It is a democratic procedure, so it's the most votes win. And so we get tons of commentary on that. It's funny because now in the digital age, a lot of our content gets picked up and shared over certain...
Oh, I bet. For
Instagram, right? Facebook, Nextdoor, you know, it starts sharing. And so you're getting all this chatter and commentary about, you forgot Jersey Mike's for pizza, you know, and it's like,
sure.
Okay.
You're like, okay.
Not going to be on many people's best list, but thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Interesting.
Right.
Yeah. That reminds me, I got to put up a post, me bragging about it.
Oh.
That's fun.
That's the fun thing was at the party where we had the camera that was taking everyone's picture. Mm. It immediately shared it to social if you wanted to. And
put it on my phone.
I got in there, sends it to your phone, then sends it out to whatever social media platform you want to put it on. I was like,
really?
Share on, people.
Yeah, I totally missed that. Yeah. That was the other thing, is this is the first one I went to, the winner's party or whatever that was. And I didn't know you got a certificate. The first year I ever got a certificate.
You got a sticker. You got to talk to somebody because we do that every year.
Yeah. That's so dumb.
Yeah.
So where are all those certificates?
You could have got a plaque. Might be hanging right here in the studio.
Yeah, I see.
Where no one can see it.
Hey, we're out of time, but I appreciate you coming in big time.
Thank you.
Aaron Schweitzer, the publisher for The Source Weekly.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.